12th of February 2019, The Virtue of Justice. We can listen to the beginning of St. Thomas Aquin. Justice is the will always going that everybody will have what is belonging to him. That's a very simple definition, but it's like a basis of this virtue. But of course, first you have to look to God, because nothing is more right than to give God the cult, the prayer, as a creator, as our Father, adoration, honor, thankfulness, to keep his commandments, to serve him with all our humility, to give him our trust. And it's objectively very unjust if we don't do it, even if we're doing justice to other people. And we practice this, to keep the rights of the other ones to do our obligations which we have for him. To make a world without giving God the honor and to keep his commandments will not go, because there is no healthy basic. We can see this in the horrible time of Hitler, and we can see it in the communistic perversion. A world without God is like a desert and very dangerous, where the demons are working and bring people to slavery. All ideological systems which are not showing us the right way to honor God or even to destroy that, they will bring disorder in the relation to God, of course, and also between us human beings. So when we see this, we can understand that religious orders and some very special vocations from God, which are concentrated to give God the cult directly and to go the way of holiness, that they are not senseless, because they do not something visible for human beings. During the French Revolution, they thought like this. But it's not true, because those people are carrying the order of the world, the justice to God. They work at the basic of all, and so often this justice is going to lose. To practice justice is, of course, also for other people, because if we don't respect this, also our way of believing is not right. It would be wrong. We have to take care that we do our obligations to God and to the next one, and keep his rights. Within the spiritual fight, it's clear that the Holy Scripture writes we should have justice. It's in Ephesians 6:14. In a fight, and especially also in a spiritual fight, we need a good protection, so that the attacks of the enemy cannot come to our inner side. And the justice is such a protection, because if we are in the justice, we have objective no point where people can accuse us and the attack of other ones don't find the point to come in. Of course, it's true. If we do not act in justice, we are not protected. But of course, we don't practice justice only to defend ourselves. No, justice is a wonderful gift of the Lord, a wonderful virtue, and is like the basic that human life can really grow and go in a good way. It's important that the church looks for justice and peace, because justice and peace kiss each other. And of course, the governments have the first task to make good laws and also to have the measures that people are keeping the laws. And before the law, everybody is equal. That's a wonderful basic, because we should not look to persons in perspective of justice. But we have to blame that there are extremely unjust laws, which make a state at least partly to a rubber state. Let's just think of this injustice not to protect life of unborn children, or even to have a law to take the lives of them, to influence the parents to do it, to make it with force. And this is a horrible injustice, and this will destroy, of course, real peace and justice. And we can say, if this is not overcome, there will be no real peace which is built on justice. It could be something like a peace which seems to be like a peace, but in the depth of all, it's not injustice. This could be a sign of a new Antichrist power which wants to make peace without justice and do not respect the rights and laws of the Lord. So the church has to take care. We have to cooperate with the world and to support all good efforts. But we should never forget the first thing of all is the honor of God. Therefore, we have to bring the gospel to the end of the world. And part of this is also to make clear where there are errors, because errors are hindering to see God like He is. They are injustice, and they don't let Him come to the truth. For example, when we mention again abortion, the church cannot deal with this like other injustice circumstances. Always she has to raise the voice if people want to hear it or not to hear it, because it's basically. So now we had a first bigger step on the way to the time of Lent. We will continue with themes of spiritual life, but before, I want to make a little excursus tomorrow.
The entrance verse of today says, "You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions."
Dico ego operare.